I have come because in Telos we have looked at all those who are striving to reach mastery, to reach ascension, to become masters. And what has always, always been their downfall, or what drags them down, or what holds them back, is all those twists and turns that have, and complexes that have not been cleared. And that is why I came to you, because no one is better at working it out than you and I together. We looked at it, and the council said, we need to help them more. And they all turned to me and said, Madam Interpreter, how can you help them interpret things differently? And I said, of course. We need to redefine and resolve in a far different way. And so that is why I have come. And I can give you all a different perspective. And more importantly, I can help you untwine your snarls and knots. And I can help you let them grow and transform in a whole different way. We all strive toward higher consciousness, all who are in this. And right now, I need to say to you, each of you, to hold out your hand, both hands, and let me fill you with the white Christed light. That is my gift and my promise to you. You have the ability and the willingness to be far more than you have ever dreamed of, or in fact what you have dreamed of but felt you could not achieve. And I can say categorically that it can be done. And now it is time for each of you to make a declaration, a decree per se, or perhaps, or you may call it a mantra. I accept ascension. I step into the fifth dimension in all of me, in all parts, in all lifetimes, in all dimensions, in all realities. I step into the fifth dimension. And it will be very interesting to see what doesn't step with you. Because all of you who want to step forward will have parts that will not want to step forward. At this point, this is what I ask you to do. I ask you to bathe yourself in the resurrection ray. Because at this point, that is what you are doing, resurrecting yourself from where you have been and feeling how you have been apart from yourself. We are going to call in all of the different levels of you, all of the different aspects of you, everything your oversoul holds. And the resurrection ray does not go to this body or that body. It goes to the oversoul, who holds all the judgments, all the fears, all the lessons. Your oversoul holds on to too much sometimes, and generous and kind and wise as it is time to let your oversoul relax into ascension. And since you are all in physical bodies, You are also all holding all your doubts and judgments and fears and worries and all the physical world concerns. Do not let them go. Hold on to them as hard as you can, because they are nothing but agony for you, and yet you are afraid to let them go. And so, let the Oversoul take them. Give them to your Oversoul. Let your Oversoul hold them. For your Oversoul knows what to do. Your Oversoul knows how to heal itself, especially when you have it in the resurrection ray, for it knows exactly how to heal. In other words, what I am asking you to do at this moment, but we are hardly finished with distortions that are holding this physical body, is that we are no longer letting the physical body be hooked to the worries, fears, doubts, and concerns that have held on to all of these patterns that you cannot release. And more importantly, has inundated, overwhelmed perhaps, your Oversoul. As you do this, you might even imagine your Oversoul like the great 1,000-petaled lotus opening up finally in all of its dimensions, in all of its realities, finally, blissfully releasing all of those concerns, doubts, worries, and patterns that have been rampant throughout its the history as it has been evolving. You must remember that with me, distortions do not only linger in the physical body, in the mental body, and in the emotional body, but they are patterns that the Oversoul has held on to. And they have affected your Oversoul in all of your lifetimes. Hence this decree, hence this healing of your Oversoul. It knows what is right, but it has had a very difficult time conveying that to all of those parts that have been twisted and torn and distorted. And now it is time for your Oversoul to be healed. And you will notice immediately that once your Oversoul has healed, has resurrected, that is why the resurrection ray is so important, because resurrection is really the realignment at the far highest dimension and reality. That you will find as you deal with that ray, as you deal with your Oversoul, that what has been difficult becomes easy. What was knotted becomes smooth. And this does not mean, by the way, I think I said this earlier, and I will repeat, that all of your complexes and knots dissolve, but rather that all of your complexes no longer are held back with the Oversoul. and with your other lives, but become disconnected so that you are dealing with what is here and now, not what has happened in other lifetimes, in other dimensions, in other realities. This is what I mean when I say you are ready for the next level, for moving into the fifth dimension.